Exclusive, Representative Byron Donalds. Democrat voting rights bill has nothing to do with January 6th. Is a precursor to federalizing elections. By Robert Krajicek on January 10, 2022. Democrat legislation marketed as advancing voting rights has no justification in the events of January 6. Representative Byron Donalds, RFL, said on Monday's edition of the Breitbart Daily News podcast with host Alex Marlowe. January 6 has nothing to do with the John Lewis Voting Rights Act, which really is a precursor to federalizing elections, Donalds said. That's what they want to try to do. It has nothing to do with H.R. 1. It has nothing to do with the actual Voting Rights Act of 65, which, by the way, Republicans overwhelmingly are the reason why that law is even law, or the Civil Rights Act, for that matter, or any one of the five iterations of the Civil Rights Act. Donalds rejected left-wing and partisan Democrat framing of January 6 as an insurrection. He said, they're using January 6 like they've used everything else to accomplish their agenda. It's not going to be successful. There's no reason to federalize elections in the United States. There was no insurrection. There was no coordination to start a riot. That's very clear from some of the initial findings of the FBI that have been released. So, I find it terrible for our country that you have a party who, frankly, has sucked on every issue, and so they have to try to create a dialogue, create a narrative, so they can find a way to maintain power. That's really as cynical as it is, and it sucks to see for the nation, but that's what the Democrat Party is. The Biden administration is siphoning nurses from Florida to the southern border by outbidding hospitals in the Sunshine State, Donalds stated. Right now, the federal government is actually contracting nurses to be on the southern border in the facilities where they're holding migrant children who came across the border illegally, he remarked. The federal government's actually been contracting these nurses so much so that if you talk to hospital administrators and CEOs, they will tell you it's hard to get nurses because nurses are basically taking the highest bid, which comes from the federal government. He continued, the federal government is outbidding hospitals to send nurses to the southern border to deal with migrant children. Meanwhile, with the Omicron variant, we need nurses in our hospitals, but they're not there for one of two reasons. One, because the federal government, under Joe Biden, hired them someplace else. Or number two, under the federal government, Joe Biden put in a mandate requiring they be fired if they didn't get vaccinated. This is completely absurd policy, he concluded. And people are having to deal with this on the front line. So much so they're having to bring in the National Guard. Or keep staff in the hospitals who are positive for COVID, but keep them working because they're vaccinated. This is stupid. Breitbart Middle. Representative Byron Donalds, RFL, January 10, 2022. The representative from Florida said he would not support the Journalism Competition and Preservation Act if the bill advantages legacy media over grassroots journalism. Anything that gives the legacy media or big media a leg up on just grassroots journalism, or, frankly, truthful journalism, I'm not for. And, I'm not going to be supportive of, he remarked. Most of the problems in our country that you have are related to the legacy media, who are in the tank because of relationships and contacts, as opposed to just reporting the truth and letting the chips fall where they may. The Breitbart News Daily Podcast is available for listening and download via Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Music. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.